Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, it is Jack Gill and welcome to Reds News. I hope you've all had a lovely weekend. I am joined today by Jay Pearson for this one. Obviously, the Reds are on tonight, so really looking forward to that. But let's get straight into the news. It's a bit of a sandwich of good and bad news today, Jay, but we've got loads to talk about. And we're going to start, obviously, with the death of Jerry Marsden, the lead singer of Jerry and the Pacemakers. Jay, heartbreaking news yesterday. It was a poor 2020, but 2021 hasn't started in a good way. Si, I thought, wrote a brilliant article on the redmentv.com. Go over and check that one out. I thought it was a really touching article from Si, so make sure you go and read that. Jay, not really my era of music. Obviously, You'll Never Walk Alone has touched all Liverpool fans, but it was probably more your era of music, wasn't it?
Yeah, in a sense, mate, absolutely. but yeah, it's I tell you, we always look at the year, don't we? Anything like when people who are very close to the club and they unfortunately pass away, and we're not even into a week of January, we've already lost a big name. It's so sad. But yeah, I mean, the anthem has been synonymous with the football club since the 60s, and it was quite in tow with when we won the league. So it was, and you know, the with the Beatles and the Merseybeat and stuff like that, and it was such a potent time for the club and the city for that anthem to arrive. And obviously Jerry and the Pacemakers were a fantastic band, and they had a number of number ones before You'll Never Walk Alone was adopted by them from the musical Carousel, and then we took it to our hearts, and it's gone on from there, mate. And you know, since the 60s, it's been around, as I said, since it's been around longer than anybody else at the club, and it will forever be that way as well. It's echoed for decades, and it will continue to echo around the ground, the city, for decades to come.
Absolutely. And as I say, make sure you all go and check out that article by Si. And of course, rest in peace, Jerry. Moving on to a bit of transfer news. James Pearce has seemed to smash talk of signing Sven Botman. He tweeted yesterday, "No talks over a deal for Sven Botman. Liverpool not considering a move for him. Sounds like someone is trying to drive up the price. Interest in the Lille defender." Jay, there's been loads on this in the last few days. I was pretty much convinced that he was going to be our number one target. There's also loads of stuff that United want him to, so it would make sense driving up that price. But I mean, there is definitely something to take from this, and don't judge who James Pearce follows on Instagram.
Absolutely, mate. This happens every transfer window, doesn't it? And we said on the Reds News Roundup, didn't we, before the new year, and we went through the list of targets, and Botman was on that list. And, you know, I'm not going to pretend like I knew everything about him. Of course, we didn't. It was through the research and stuff. But he's a young lad, so how much do you know about a player who's 20 years of age if you don't support the club that you're at? You know what I mean? It's that type of thing. But, yeah, people jump on social media, don't they, in this era of is the next person that we're going to sign. And as soon as someone like James Pearce likes a comment or anything like that, it does get blown out of proportion. I do feel sorry for James Pearce in that way sometimes, because he can't do anything on social media without being looked into, and it is a bit of a shame. And but mate, it's been happening since every transfer window and the dawn of social media. I remember, you know, in 2009 when we were looking for an Alonso replacement, Lorik Kanner was the next person from Marseille. He was going to be the Alonso's replacement. He's going to be amazing. And all the Welcome to Liverpool YouTube videos were rife back then. And it's the same nowadays, mate. Someone gets linked and all of a sudden he's the next person who Liverpool need. And don't get me wrong, I'm sure Botman is a very, very talented footballer, and we wouldn't be linked with him if it wasn't for that, the fact that he is a talented footballer. But it remains to be seen. But I always say, let's just wait until we see something on the dotted line and then we can make our judgments then. But it's always the same with every transfer window and every player that gets linked.
And fair play to James Pearce for putting a smile on my face during Tier 4 lockdown by responding to someone who pointed out the fact that he followed him on Instagram by saying he's also following Liz Hurley and Kelly Brook, but he doesn't see anyone linking Liverpool to them this transfer window. But yeah, moving on from him, Sven Botman, we've got some more news on Liverpool signing a centre-back, and Kevin Palmer tweeted this morning saying that Jurgen Klopp has hinted that financial constraints may stop him signing a centre-back this month. The direct quote is, "I don't know exactly how it is at other clubs, but we have to be really cautious and very serious. So I don't know what we can do and what we can't do." Now, Jay, we know obviously in the summer he said this, a similar thing before the signings of Thiago and the big money move for Jota. Which doesn't really seem that big money in this day and age, to be fair. But what do you think about this? Because the quote makes you think maybe a loan is something that we'll look at, possibly. Yeah. But again, I wouldn't read too much into this quote.
No, I mean, I think he has to say it, doesn't he? You know, we look at what happened with the Virgil van Dijk thing a few years ago in the summer when we were courting him and we had to make a public apology, and the club had a bit of egg on it on the face, but we didn't delve back into the transfer market. Klopp bided his time and he eventually got his man in the January, and the rest is history. So he does need to say that, because at the end of the day, if he says we've got money to spend, and if it comes out the other way and says we've got loads of money to spend, then everyone will get on his back saying, "You shouldn't have said that, Klopp, when now we spent £50 million on a player that'll cost 20 or whatever." So he has to say that to protect himself, protect the squad, and to protect the club as well. And every journalist will said in the summer, you know, Liverpool have got no interest in Thiago. The Thiago thing is not happening because of the money constraints. So then, lo and behold, that happened, and we ended up getting our number one target. And then out of the blue, Jota arrived, like you said. So he's got to say it. I think the club's in that way now. This is how we used to do things back in the day, you know, as us oldies say, Jack. Everything was done behind closed doors back then, and that's the way everybody wanted it. And that was the Liverpool way, and this is the Liverpool way. Obviously, social media changes everything, where everything needs to be out in the open these days, but no, he has to say that, mate, and it wouldn't surprise me if we sign anybody. Do you know what I mean? It wouldn't surprise me if we end up seeing someone doing the Melwood lean at this transfer window.
Well, let's open it up to the comments, Jay. Let us know what you think. Maybe it'll be a heated debate down there. Do you think Liverpool will sign a centre-back in January, or do you think we'll wait it out? I think I may have created a bit of carnage there saying those words. But anyway, we'll move on from that and focus on tonight's game. A bit of good news, or is it good news? Thiago Alcantara might start. That is the quote from Jurgen Klopp. He has a chance of starting. Jay is the man that we all just want to see now. We're growing frustrated. Obviously, we saw that second half performance against Chelsea where he came off the bench and blew all our minds, broke records, was absolutely brilliant, produced a man of the match performance against Everton, so much so Richarlison decided that he was so good he wanted to try and ruin his career. And then he comes off the bench against Newcastle, and I think he came on for the last 15, 20 minutes, and the glimpses that we saw of him with the passes, I think I tweeted at the time he came on and was instantly my man of the match for the whole game. He looked our most creative spark. I've seen Neil Jones tweet today that I think in an article that he believes that Thiago will start on the bench. So still conflicting ideas on whether he will or will not start tonight. But yeah. Jay, I for one want to see him in that starting 11 this evening.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. I think when we looked at the fact that Thiago might have been in the Newcastle squad, or he wasn't going to be in the Newcastle squad, and then he was in the squad and he was on the bench, we just thought, right, well, if he plays a little bit in Newcastle, then he's got to play against Southampton. But again, you know, Southampton on a bit of a run. It's an away game, you know, the risks and stuff and that involved. But I think the way the last few fixtures have gone now, I think it's imperative that he plays and he starts this football match. Because like you said, Jack, he was absolutely phenomenal against Newcastle. I mean, how the hell that lad can come on and win every aerial duel when he's probably about the same size as me. Compared to other people, he was unbelievable winning every aerial duel. It was incredible. So, yeah, mate, for me, I'm with you, mate. He has to start on tonight. So, hopefully, he does. But again, Klopp knows best. He knows what's going on. So, if he doesn't start, but I don't want it to bite us in the backside that much, do you know what I mean? Because we weren't awful against Newcastle. That's what people have to remember. You know, we had a fairly decent performance against Newcastle. There was just the finishing just wasn't there. The chances were being created. We just weren't finishing them off. But if Thiago had been on the pitch, he might have just unlocked that defence. So, and that's what we need from the start, from the get-go, mate. And given the way the season's gone, where we are currently, I think 3 points is, you know, obviously the most important thing. But if we can get a really good performance in, and he can be the catalyst for that.
13 days, of course, as well until our next Premier League game after this evening. So, you know, I don't see there's any reason not to start Thiago if he's 100% fit. Yeah. Obviously, an FA Cup game sandwiches that, but I wouldn't risk him in that anyway. So,
no.
So yeah, let's open it up to the comments. Silly question, but let us know. Do you think Thiago Alcantara should start tonight? Yes or no? But yeah, moving on. So a bit of news from Southampton in terms of the team for this evening. Hasenhüttl will be back on the touchline tonight, I believe, and he's confirmed that Alex McCarthy will miss the game following a positive COVID-19 test. I believe the man that Southampton are calling Virgil van Vestergaard is also absent through injury. This felt like good news at the time, Jay, until I heard Fraser Forster was going to play. Now, he's a man that has a history of producing good performances against Liverpool. He's not played in about a year. So he's going to get man of the match tonight, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going to get man of the match, mate. But hopefully we'll still stick three past him with the 50 shots that we might have against him. But yeah, I mean, we spoke about this the other day, mate, didn't we? The flashbacks of the semi-final at Anfield in the League Cup when he had an absolute stormer. So yeah, I'm worried that he's coming back into the fray because he is a player that was number one for a long time at his respective club. So he'll be chomping at the bit to get back into the side. And, you know, players like that who've got that wealth of experience, they just fit in straight away. So I don't see any rust from Fraser Forster because he is a good goalkeeper. So it is worrying. But I do think that after the performance in Newcastle with the finish and stuff like that, I think our forwards will be chomping at the bit anyway. So it'll be very interesting tonight. But still worrying because that bloody semi-final a few years ago, mate. Oh, it was horrible.
Absolutely. And Southampton away is never a nice experience. But now moving on to a bit of what I like to call at this time of year, transfer nonsense. we've got one very interesting one about Mohamed Salah, where simply says that Real Madrid are very interested in Salah this summer, Jay.
Of course they are. Who isn't very interested in Mohamed Salah? I think Stanley are interested in Mohamed Salah. I don't mean they're going to sign him, does it? You know what I mean? I'm interested in Mohamed Salah. He's not going to come and live with me. So it's one of them. But the underlying factor is that this link is just not going away. And it just seems to surface every single transfer window. So someone wants to write something about Real Madrid and Mohamed Salah, and it stems to what this interview that he had a few weeks back, which you can look at it both positively and negatively. Of course, they're always going to be interested. We're always going to be interested in other players. Doesn't mean that we're going to be signing them. So it goes back to the, would he leave Liverpool? Does he want to go abroad and win medals with another team? But are Real Madrid the force that they used to be? We're clearly a better side than them at the minute. So why would you want to leave? But it's the whole foreigner. Does he want to, you know, look back when he sat down with his grandkids and look, I want everything in this country. I want everything in that country. I had a really great career, so it's one of them. Of course, they're always going to be strong and interested in, but doesn't mean they're going to get him.
Absolutely. The worrying thing, Jay, is it's just one that doesn't seem to be going away, does it? No. And obviously, there were quotes a few weeks ago that Salah didn't really help himself with. I think, you know, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be an important summer if we are going to keep Mo Salah. Like you say, of course, there's going to be loads of interest. Anyone in world football would be interested in this man right now. He's banging form, and on his day, he's one of the best players in the world, you know. So I think it's a silly link because it's an obvious one. But at the end of the day, the obviousness about it may ensure that actually it is something that's more likely to happen in the future. But fingers crossed it doesn't, and fingers crossed Real Madrid don't come begging for Salah in the summer. But if they do, there's a bit of transfer talk here. Once again, linking us to Kylian Mbappe, Jay, where it's L'Equipe this time, say that Liverpool are very interested and closely monitoring the Kylian Mbappe contract situation at PSG. Jay, this is one that's very interesting, and it can go one of two ways. You imagine that if Kylian Mbappe is available, then he becomes Real Madrid's number one choice, ahead of Salah probably, and therefore that they'd probably be more likely to pay the money for him. PSG have obviously just got a new manager in Maurizio Pochettino, so I think everyone will be watching closely the relationship between him and Kylian Mbappe.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, mate. And when a new manager comes in, and if he starts to hit the ground running, Mbappe might just think, you know what, I just want to stay here now because I'm excited about the project. I don't want to leave. And again, the way Madrid have sort of declined slightly, it might just think of it, well, actually, I've just played in a Champions League final with my club. We're clearly on the right path. We've got a new manager now. Maybe I want to win the Champions League with PSG. Or he might think he wants to go somewhere else. And again, I agree with you, mate. I think Real Madrid is his first choice. Just for the stature of playing for the shirt and playing in that stadium. But again, Liverpool are monitoring the same way Real Madrid are monitoring Salah. It's exactly the same. No one's ever come out from the club and said, yeah, we're really interested in him. It's the same with Haaland as well. The players that we would love to see at Liverpool. But on the flip side, Jack, you need to be planning for the future. And FSG, Michael Edwards and Klopp are really clever at doing that, at looking at players that can ultimately build that foundation to where we're at now. You look at Wijnaldum, look at Lallana. They've been players that have helped build us to where we are right now. Bobby Firmino is a fine example of that as well. You know, no one sort of like, he was a bit of an unknown when he first arrived, and he's gone on to be a world-class forward. So if the Salah stuff there's no smoke without fire type thing, a lot of people like to say, if the Salah thing to Real Madrid is something that might happen in the future, then this is something that we need to look at. But don't forget, at Liverpool are not the type of people now we were. You know, they can't get those big names now. We can certainly put a bid in for Mbappe, and it would be something he would think about. And that's the key right now where Liverpool are. We're not, you know, looking at a name that we just know he'll never come to Liverpool. Our name would be thrown into the mix, and he'd have to have a think about it. But it's exciting to be linked with those types of names. But again, we've just got to wait, haven't we, and see. But they know what they're doing, and it's the whole thing. Do we cash in on Salah and all that? That's another conversation that everyone likes to talk about at the minute. But the Mbappe stuff, mate, of course we're going to be monitoring his contract situation. What top team in the world wouldn't want Kylian Mbappe at their football club?
Absolutely, and of course Kylian Mbappe plays with Liverpool on FIFA, so to me it's a done deal. but let's move into the comments now, where Stuart Wisby says, Botman looks decent and is young, so will be a good future partner for Gomez after Van Dijk retires. But personally, I prefer Schürrle. Interesting one, Jay, because I think Botman is a decent player. He has a lot of strengths, but I think he also has a couple of weaknesses. But I think that's the key thing. He's very young. It was going to be a relatively cheap deal, and I think that's what sold a lot of Liverpool fans and made the deal seem more convincing.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. He sent shivers down my spine then when he said when Van Dijk retires. I don't want to think about that just yet. I fucking shit myself. But we said this, didn't we, last week, that Botman was one of the five rated players that we're after. And he mentioned Schürrle as well. You know, both players have had Ajax Academy training as well. So it's you're getting some good stock there, because that academy is one of the best in the world. So, you know, I'd be happy with either of them. I'd just be happy with a proper centre-back at the minute. You know what I mean? One can help out the younger lads and help out Fab.
Well, Stephen Somerville agrees with you there, Jay. He says a centre-back is needed as soon as possible, because even though Reece and Nat can be good against the likes of West Ham, we need a centre-back who's professionally proven as a starter, and we can't afford any more injuries. That's
great
the
comment.
Key thing.
Great
I
comment.
Think, you know, with COVID around as well, it could very easily, fingers crossed, it could very easily be the case that Fabinho, I'm touching every kind of every kind of piece of wood here. Fabinho doesn't get COVID, but it's very likely that it could happen, and then that's a 2-week layoff right there. And you know, it's one of them things where at the minute we're without him, we'd be in a very, very difficult situation. So, you know, at the minute, Matip's injury as well makes it. We're down to the bare bones, and the centre-back is pivotal. As we said earlier, maybe that becomes a loan because of the financial situation, or whether we bring in someone like Schürrle or Botman, a young player, and it's a permanent deal, and they, you know, try and force out the likes of Gomez and be Van Dijk's long-term partner when we have a fully fit squad again. But I do believe that we're desperate for a centre-back. We need a centre-back. We need to bring one in January if we're gonna retain the title this season. And Danny H. 9541 says he's expecting a tough game tonight. Hopefully Thiago will start or come on for 30 minutes. And Jay, will leave it on that. Hopefully we'll see Thiago Alcantara starting for Liverpool tonight. But the main thing is that Liverpool get out of this rut that we're in at the minute and take home that 3 points. Thank you, Jay, for joining me for this. And thank you, Tom, behind on the ones and twos. And we shall see you very soon, Sarah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.